Coffee and Cream with Rogers and Benning on Hail Varsity Radio.
Hey, welcome back. Coffee and Cream in the morning on Hail Varsity Radio, powered by Currency. We are live from the H&H Chevrolet stage at Hail Varsity Club. Thanks for joining us wherever you find us. 590 ESPN Radio here in town. We are live on Twitter. We are live on YouTube, and you can catch that on the Herd at Sports or Hail Varsity Radio YouTube page. What am I forgetting here? I know I was going to say something. Like in regards to where they... Oh, KFOR. We'll be on KFOR in Lincoln starting at 9 o'clock. I'm like, normally at 8:30, Andrew, you know what you're about to say. And not today. It is a Friday. We will be talking to Ben Upton. I'm missing somebody. We'll be talking to Ben Upton in the following segment. Talk all things Road to Omaha. And speaking of the Road to Omaha, College World Series kickoff party at Omaha Design Center is the opening day celebration for you. It's an outdoor pre-party experience with live DJ and yard games just two blocks from the stadium. Premier viewing of the game on ESPN TV inside. And guess what's in there? Air conditioning and a bathroom. Ooh. Those are two major checks in your box of things that you want to make sure are ticked off whenever you get to downtown Omaha or just the Chuck in general. Reserve your kickoff party tickets for $20 a person at omahaeventgroup.ticketleap.com. Again, that's the College World Series kickoff party at Omaha Design Center. Right, we were just watching, we have ESPN on, speaking of ESPN, we were watching ESPN, and one of the first headlines was Adam Silver talking about Ja Morant. You know, he came out yesterday and said there's more that has been uncovered as investigations has gone on, and I thought, oh no, it's getting real fast for Ja Morant. I don't really know what to think anymore. I don't want to make any overall assumptions, but you said it during the break. It's got to be like it's a year suspension.
Well, Adam Silver's going out and teasing a suspension
during the NBA Finals.
He's like, yeah, we could bring this to a head right now. We could suspend him. We could levy a suspension right now if we wanted to, but we don't want to take away from these two teams. Think about how bad this suspension is going to be, how bad they're going to throw the book at him if the suspension would take away from the NBA Finals. That's not any little 10-15 game suspension. Mm-hmm. If that happened, it would be like, okay, we're going to talk about it for an afternoon on ESPN. We're going to move on. We'll get back to it next season. If it would be enough to take away from the NBA Finals, the biggest moment in the NBA all season, if the suspension of Ja Morant would take away from that, they're going to absolutely be throwing the book at him.
That's why I think it's going to be more. Like, I almost wonder if it's going to be more than 1 year. And whether it's, hey, the league gives you 1 year, and that's like the official like ruling at the end of the day, I'm worried that teams could take a Trevor Bauer approach with this. And Trevor Bauer was somebody that, you know, is just as talented as Ja Morant, but got caught up in some things. Now, situations are a little bit different because Bauer went to court, mm-hmm. and he had real strong accusations about that he committed a crime, although he was freed of that, was he not?
The charges were dropped.
Okay, so not really free.
He wasn't found innocent, but right. I believe they found not enough evidence mm-hmm. to convict.
But no MLB team wanted to take him.
Mm-hmm.
And you would think that, you know, because charges were dropped, that, you know, I'd want a guy that has an ERA below 2 most years and throws 200-plus strikeouts and is one of the best pitchers in the game. No, he's playing in Japan right now. So my worry for Ja Morant is he may be playing in Europe because there may be a team in the NBA that's like, it's not really worth my time. You know, we saw you, it happened once, and okay, we forgave you, we did like a minor suspension, and then it happened again. Okay, now it's like getting a little bit worse, and now we're hearing things from Adam Silver saying like, it's much worse than we thought. If the situation is much bigger and what we're blowing it out to be right now comes out to be the case, there's not going to be I shouldn't say that. I don't know of a lot of teams that are going to want to put that on their roster, whether he's the best player, one of the best young players in the game or not. Because look, baseball, you're one of the best pitchers, you're normally pitching. Basketball, you're one of the best players, you're obviously starting. But there's only 5 players on the court. Like, you could find another guy that could get you to be a successful team. Now, they may not have the skill sets of Ja Morant, but to avoid the headache and still fill a spot, I think you can find somebody.
June 18th, by the way, is the scheduled day for Game 7. Can they wait that long?
Yes. Oh,
I think so.
Yeah. I think the only thing that would change that would be some sort of leak. If they leak out what the suspension is going to be, that would change things. But I don't think they announce it before the end of the finals. I think Adam Silver is going to stay true to his word on that. But one thing I'll come back to your point with is baseball and basketball are two very different sports because of one of the reasons you lay out. There's only five players on a basketball court.
Absolutely.
Legitimately, one player being added to a roster can take you from the 12th best team in the West to the 4th best team in the West.
But that's what I think about with a pitcher, right? You put good pitcher on the team.
Like, you tell me, what's like a really – like if a baseball pitcher has a good borderline all-star season, what's their wins above replacement going to be that year?
Yeah, it wouldn't be as high as Mike Trout.
Yeah, it wouldn't be – like the pitching position is a little bit different in that they can still only pitch
– It's once every 5 days,
once every
right?
5 days. So but it's different than basketball.
If you pair him, though, with two other really good pitchers, now you're averaging, let's just say they get wins every time, 3 out of every 5 games you're getting to that number.
But it doesn't come down to one player. Like, I think if you add Ja Morant to the Pistons next season with Monty Williams, and like this is just a hypothetical, I don't think he's going to be playing next season. But if you add it to that roster, the Pistons don't have a good roster. I think the addition of Ja Morant takes them from a team that is going to be hoping to compete for like a bubble spot or a play-in tournament spot to a team that is going to be a legitimate, I shouldn't say contender, but they're a legitimate bona fide playoff team.
Don't get me wrong. My situation's very far-fetched.
I don't think there's any non-playoff team in the majors that if you added Bauer, how he was playing before the suspension, right now he's playing terribly in Japan. But before the suspension, I don't think there's any team that's outside the playoff spots in baseball that would now become a playoff team, a legitimate contender if you add one player in Trevor Bauer. And I think that's the difference in basketball. You can add one player and take a team from being not good to good. Like if you take Jokic off the Nuggets are probably a play-in tournament team.
Yeah.
They're not very good, but with that one player, it takes them from being middle of the road to the best team in the NBA this year.
Right, and I see what you're saying, but in the baseball realm of things, if you have a playoff team, adding Trevor Bauer does wonders for what you can accomplish.
And that I won't disagree with.
But it could be looked at in the same light, right? Ja Morant would work wonders for your team if he was there. But it's just about, do you want to take on that headache? So what I ultimately want to say my point is this. My worry isn't, hey, the suspension gives you 1 year. Like, yes, you know, we talked about it on the show before. Like, he needs to mature. Somebody needs to help him. Somebody needs to guide him. He needs to grow up fast, right? But I worry about the other teams in the league looking down at the situation and being like, do I want to take that on? And that's just what it ultimately boils down to for me. Not to say that he wouldn't be a guy that brings you to the playoffs, because he did that with Memphis. Who did Memphis have? Dylan Brooks was there, but he was a head case in himself. It was Ja Morant.
Yeah.
It was the Ja Morant show. So, yes, 100% with you. He's a different player. He's a special talent. But, I mean, Kyrie Irving was a different player and a special talent. And then he opens his mouth, and all of a sudden, he's one of the biggest head cases in the league because of it. So my worry isn't, hey, you know, your actions aren't going to give you, like, or I guess your talents aren't going to give you more opportunity, but your actions could hinder that opportunity.
If Deshaun Watson has a spot in the NFL, I think Ja Morant will have a spot in the NBA somewhere, but that depends on what is the suspension going to be. And if the Grizzlies decide to keep him around, does it end up being, the NBA is going to give you 1 year, but the Grizzlies are going to go indefinitely with your suspension. Like, there is so many question marks with this whole Ja Morant situation. I don't think we're going to see him on a basketball court anytime soon, personally.
It's pure speculation.
Because I think about whenever Adam Silver says, well, we've been covered a lot more during this investigation, and reading in between the lines sounds like he's going to throw the book at him. I wonder if that whole incident with the Pacers team bus, if you remember that story, it was the Pacers team bus, a car full of Ja Morant and his associates pulled up, and there's now being red lasers pointed into the Pacers team bus. As time goes on, I'm inclined to believe that Ja Morant is much more likely to be rolling around with a gun with a red a laser sight than with a laser pointer.
I'd hope not.
Like, if that comes out to be true, that Ja Morant was pointing a gun at the Pacers team bus, that is going to be both a just a huge revelation to this whole situation of, oh my God, what is this guy doing?
Details for him.
And B, it'd make you go, whatever suspension that Adam Silver levies would be warranted, it could be lifetime at that point. And I would say, you know what, John, that's you can't point a gun at another NBA player, let alone the whole team bus.
Yeah. Hopefully it doesn't, you know, come to fruition that those details are, you know, what they are. But I just hope that this is like a real eye-opening experience.
I hope he can learn from this.
Right.
Because he's going to have some time to think about it.
I think that was the hope after the first instance, and then after the second instance. But if it does end up being more, I don't know. When we come back, we're going to change gears. We'll talk to Ben Upton, then we'll talk to Mike Sauter. Stick around.